Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Blown Off Podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Time for Blown Off, and Bill's here today. What's up, Bill?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, Bill.
My coffee's a little cold, but I can...
That sucks.
I'll fix that, though. That's
terrible.
All right. Yeah,
no.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's all right. It's not your fault, Bill. Bill, what's going on with you? Are you getting blown off by somebody?
I'm not really even sure why.
Okay. Nobody usually is.
Yeah, that's what happens.
If you knew why, you'd have better things to do than call us, I'm sure.
Right, exactly.
Tell us, what's the girl's name, first of all?
Catherine.
Okay. And what is your relationship like? So what have you guys been doing?
It's not like it was heading towards a relationship, sort of, kind of. I mean, we've been out probably 3 times, and I thought we had a really good time. But then all of a sudden she's not calling me back, and I text her a couple times. I don't want to bug, but I thought we had a good time, and she hasn't been texting me back. And then I saw her the other day, and and she kind of just was like she hardly knew me, which was kind of weird. Instead of, hey, I'm with somebody else,
like plans with her?
No, I just happened to see her out.
Oh, okay, all right.
But this is after I tried to text her a couple times.
Right.
And I wasn't getting a call back, wasn't getting a text back, and I wasn't really sure why. I still don't know why, because I thought we had a pretty good time and everything was going pretty smooth. And so I'm kind of at a loss, guys. I don't know why she's not talking to me anymore.
Okay. Yeah, that's weird. Let's why don't we call her and see if we can figure it out, okay?
Yeah, if you guys can help me out, that'd be awesome.
Yeah, you said her name's Catherine.
Yes.
And you went out, you said you went out just how many times?
We actually went out like 3 times, but we talked a little bit before that.
Okay.
And how long has it been?
I mean, it was more than one date. It was like, it continued, and I thought it was going well. I don't know what happened.
How long has it been since you talked to her last?
Probably about 2 weeks. Two,
okay.
3 weeks.
All right, let's go ahead and give her a call and find out what's going on, shall we? Okay, good.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and call her and find out what you did.
Hello?
Hi, Catherine.
Yep, who's this?
Hey, Catherine, it's Mark.
which Mark?
Oh, sorry. Mark K, the locally famous radio DJ, with my locally famous radio DJ friend, Megan.
Yikes.
Oh, wait, the radio people?
Yes, from 95.1 WAPE.
Am I on the radio?
Yeah, you are.
Isn't that cool?
Okay.
Yeah.
What did I do?
Catherine, we wanted to ask you about a dude you went out with named Bill.
Remember Bill?
Yeah, I remember Bill. Well,
Bill wanted to know why you're blowing him off.
Why I was blowing him off?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
He said you are, and he wants to see you again, and you haven't been returning his texts or calls.
Well, he's blowing me off, first of all.
He's blowing you off? Because that's not how we heard it.
Yeah.
No. No, apparently... No. He told you the wrong information, I guess, because he's blowing me off. Well, definitely.
Well, he's been trying to get in touch with you to go out again. He said he actually even saw you out, and you kind of cold-shouldered him, like cool-guyed him.
Well, he thinks he's too good for me or something, so I did what I had to do when I saw him.
Why do you say he thinks he's too good for you?
I don't know what he told you, but we went out, like... 4 times.
Uh-huh.
And, we had a great time and stuff happened. And he still hasn't changed his Facebook relationship status to in a relationship.
Okay. Wait, what? He hasn't changed his Facebook status relationship to in a relationship.
Yes, and that's a very big deal for me.
And that's why you're blowing him off?
Well, I mean, he's kind of blowing me off by keeping me a secret, apparently.
Oh my God.
He's too good to let people know that I'm in his life now.
Okay, I mean, I'm not laughing. I don't know. Number one, I haven't been on Facebook in like forever. I don't use it. I'm not on social media a lot.
Wait, is that Bill? Are you there? Oh, no.
Hi. Yeah.
Hi. Everybody has Facebook, though. I mean, it's not like it's this new thing.
Well, no. I mean, I had a profile. I mean, I guess I've had a Facebook from like a million years ago. I used it for work a little bit, but I don't even look at it. I haven't looked at it in forever. I'm not really an online kind of guy. I'm kind of like, I'll shoot you a text or give you a phone call instead. I mean, I thought we were kind of headed that direction, but we weren't in a relationship. We're kind of just dating. I mean, not that I wouldn't want to in the future or what. I mean, obviously, I've made this phone call because I do care a little bit, but I had never messed with my, as far as like dating, whatever status on Facebook. I have never touched that, even when I had an active account, which apparently I still do.
Right.
I changed it after we spent the first night together.
What?
You changed your status already?
Why? Because if you're going to, you know, if we're going to take that step together, then I'm in a relationship and I'm not available for anybody else.
But isn't
don't
you think that should have been a conversation you had with Bill instead of just like assuming that's what was going on?
I assumed it was a given.
Okay.
Well, no.
I don't know about y'all.
I don't understand.
That's
why would
I
that be
it.
A given, if, especially for a guy like me? I mean, you know, we didn't even message.
What
on
kind
Facebook.
Of guy
we
are just, you?
What do you mean? Like, wait a minute. What do you mean? I'm a player. I can't be.
Especially for a guy like me.
I mean, I'm a guy that doesn't do. I don't do, you know, internet dating stuff. It didn't.
Oh, okay.
It never occurred to me to. And actually, I didn't think about doing that because I've never messed with my status ever.
Right, okay, Bill. I
see. I didn't know that was a big deal.
I get it. So, Catherine, you and Bill spent the night together, did some adult stuff, and after that you thought, well, we're clearly now in a relationship. Let me go on Facebook and let everybody know.
I'm a special girl. You don't just hook up with me and then I'll never see you again.
Right,
If we're going to do that together, then yes, I'm in a relationship. I want everyone to know, and I would assume he would want everyone in his life to know.
And, Bill, but you're just basically saying you don't even use Facebook, so it's not even a thing for you.
No, but it does kind of, it concerns me a little. I mean, I still like Catherine, but it concerns me a little that she has to tell everybody about, you know, if our stuff, like, why advertise it. But not that I mind, I mean, but now that I know that, I can be aware of it.
You sound like you're changing your mind a little bit.
You do backtrack
Bill.
A lot, dude, yeah. I'm just telling you. Not that I want to be in a relationship, but I mean, I'd be okay in the future being in a relationship, just not right now. All right.
But you don't feel like you're in a relationship? So am I the only one
here? It's not that. I didn't know you were that into like social media. That it's different to me.
No, this isn't about social media.
It weirds me out a little bit.
Where we stand.
I mean, obviously, he doesn't feel like he's in a relationship. You haven't talked to him in 2 weeks.
Right. Okay. All right. So I think you guys are at different levels.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bill, you're interested though in seeing Catherine again. You just don't feel that you're as far along emotionally as she is.
I just wasn't ready to advertise it until we figured stuff out, and I didn't know that was something that she did all the time. Which
okay.
I don't do this all the time.
Okay. All right. You know.
Weird.
Okay.
Okay.
Catherine, would you still be interested in seeing Bill again? I mean, you're.
If he took this seriously, yes.
If he took it seriously, Bill, yes. would you take it seriously, dude?
Yeah, that's why I called.
Okay, good. All right, great. Yay.
Perfect.
Okay.
There you go. Right. This is going to be happily ever after, I can tell.
Okay. You know what? You should both change your status to it's complicated.
Yeah, exactly.
Right now. It's the Big A Morning Mess. We'll be right back.
Here, Blown Off, weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big A mobile app.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.